wewe pia kwa hii group yangu ya Kenya School of Management eh, kuna pia ma lawyers. Let me assume, si ndio? Na make your assumption. Yet, eh, lawyer ako contracted na Safaricom. Eh?
You see now, that's the thing you're forgetting. Ukuje,
urepresent, utoke. Sisi ndo tuko naishi kwa Kenya School of Management.
You see now.
Utoke kando, ati juu Safaricom ni client wako. Uende wa represent.
You see now, Deno, you're moving to so many things, Apple. It is not money.
You're moving to so many things here.
You cannot tell me I'm a lawyer within Kenya School of Management and I'm representing Safaricom and you want to go against Safaricom. It can't work like that. Hiyo ni fact to many pair totally wrong. That's a totally wrong fact to many pair, Deno.
Mimi ni lawyer. Niko LSK, tunapinga mauaji ya mmoja wetu.
That's okay.
And then all of a sudden, nimeapproachiwa na commission ya polisi ni represent hawa mapolisi. Na tumekuwa tukiteta polisi wanaua lawyers wetu.
Umesikia hiyo point nilikuambia Deno?
Hapana.
Cab rank rule.
Hiyo alidrive na pesa.
Wait.
Nothing else.
Let me elaborate the cab rank rule for you again.
Let me
elaborate the cab rank rule. Ombeta used the cab rank rule. This is what the cab rank rule says. And I'm telling you, other advocates tried to stop Ombeta from representing the police.
You are viewing it as a lawyer.
No.
I view as an ordinary Kenyan. But I don't care about lawyers.
Wewe una drive you on a emotion. Una drive you on a emotion, basically.
Emotion, yes.
What does the cab rank rule provide, Deno? This is a rule for all advocates governing our profession. The cab rank rule says that so long as nilikupe yo example ya cab, Mose. Cab Uber ikikamu, hawezi sema, uyu driver wa Uber hawezi kusema sita kubeba.
Kukata.
Hawezi kata. So
you can't cancel.
Cab rule, right? You can't cancel as a driver. Hawezi sema sita kubeba. Ikikuja.
Your request,
hawezi sema ati sita beba huyu mtu. Wait! I'm explaining the cab rank rule, my brother. That is what it says. It's the same thing for us lawyers. Mm. So long as wauki request, you're in a position to pay, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's the same thing for us lawyers. When somebody comes to me and tells me, I want you to represent me and I'm able to pay the fees you've set. For example, I'm charging you 100 million. However, let me make it also clear. We have the advocate remuneration order that sets the minimum lawyers are supposed to charge, but does not set the maximum that we are supposed to charge. So if I tell you, nataka uni represent, nikuambie sawa. Nikuambie, nitakucharge 1 billion. Uniambie, it's okay. Me, maybe that was a strategy I was using ndio nisiku represent, but you tell me I have the retainer. So if anyone has the ability to pay you, you cannot turn them down. That is how it is. Because it all comes down to, even the person who is guilty deserves to be, the presumption is, you deserve to be heard. And the presumption is that you are innocent until proven guilty. Whether it is against one of us who was a lawyer, I cannot say this. I am not a judge. It is up to the court to say this person is guilty. So what are you entitled to be heard by the court? What are you entitled to be represented? So it is not my work. If you are able to pay me the amount of money I'm requesting, and that's why I'm telling you, it's a very noble profession. The same way the medicine is a noble profession. Si kila mtu anaweza fanya hiyo kazi. Medicine. The same way clergy, there are three noble professions in my opinion. The clergy is a very noble profession as well. Siki lamto kona yo gift ya kupreach. So is the law. The law is noble in that I'm supposed to say, whether you are, until proven guilty, it is not my job to say you're guilty. It is my job to represent you to the best of my ability. And should I fail to do that, to represent you like you're supposed to be represented, you're supposed to sue me. Useme, you acted against me. You were supposed to be my agent, act in good faith. But when you tell me you're guilty, I cannot say I am going to lie in court. However, the reality is this. I speak for myself. There are lawyers out there who do not care. Exactly. They do not embrace the same moral values.
Exactly.
They do not embrace the same moral values. And these advocates, will defend you whether you're guilty or not, because what motivates them more? No. The money over justice.
Can you defend a guilty person yourself?
Myself? It just depends on the circumstances.
Example I was telling you. Like, unajua tu, like, someone amekuja kwako akwambia niaje.
Sasa ndio nakwambia point I'm shaking ni hii. Mtu akiniambia, sifai. Mtu akiniambia,
akikwambia ufai.
Yes. There's a thin line. We are always told, also, to protect myself, neno. I am supposed to do what, Mose? To protect myself. I'm not supposed to ask you, are you guilty? I am not.
DJ. We are talking about...
But wait. Naambia Mose kitu. Sijamalizia Mose.
No, najaribu kuelewa kenye unasema.
But unaget Mose. Ukiniambia, I raped her. My duty is to say, sawa, I will represent you. However,
sikia,
you cannot avoid some things. Kuna client atakuja kuambie, nilimrape. Unaona? It depends on the circumstances. You see, kuna client atakuja kuambie, nilimrape. Even, wacha, let me give you a classic, Devil's Advocate. It speaks to it. Even the devil deserves an advocate.
You remember Nani was defending...
Yes. Devil's Keanu advocate. Raves.
Defending that guy who raped. Alikuwa na shika ule mtoi.
That is why the movie, that's a book actually. Iyo nikitu wata tulisoma class. Unakumbuka nikikuambia siku za kwanza, tumeambiwa to watch Devil's Advocate na mwalimu. And even the devil deserves an advocate. So it's the same point. Even a murderer, even a rapist deserves an advocate. However, ndiyo mana Keanu Reeves alijijazia venye huyo mtu alianza kujishika. But say to huyo mtu all along alikuwa ameambia Keanu Reeves I did not do it. But deep down, huyo Keanu Reeves alikuwa anajua he did it. But it is not me to go to court and tell the court what my client is innocent. So long as hajakuambia, but I'm not supposed to mislead the court. Mi nikijua ulifanya kitu, I am supposed to. Like, if you tell me I raped so-and-so, it will be a crime for me to stand up na niseme my client is innocent. That will be considered like contempt kabisa. That I will be acting against all my values and ethics and conduct of an advocate. If you tell me you're guilty, nitakwambia Mose, the nini?
Nini nimekufurahisha hivyo tena kwa TV?
Nitakwambia nini? The law, nitakwambia sawa. You did it. I am not going to lie to you. I'm not going to stand in front of court and say you are innocent. What I'm going to do is get you the best outcome. Our duty is to get you the best outcome. So, if the best out, if the general outcome would have been uuliwe, you see, mimi ni nifanya nini niseme hapana, huyu mtu mpeni life imprisonment. So, I'm supposed to defend you on that angle. If there's a possibility I can get you life imprisonment over death, that is what I'm supposed to do. But on the other hand, we are always told, we are cautioned as an advocate, you're not a judge. I'm not a judge, Mose.
Of course,
itaamua you're innocent or guilty. So me, my work is to represent you, whether you're guilty or innocent.
So there's one thing I need to understand. A criminal is not supposed to tell you.
You are told as a caution.
Tumia
akili. Ndiyo maana unaambiwa the law is not for everyone. It's up to me to be smart. Wait. Where scenarios zako ni fake? It is up to me to say, Mose, ukuje unipe story, nikusikize.
Then you fail.
Uniambie, I was at my wife and I were sleeping. Kesho yake uniambie, I was with my son. Unaona hapo ushaanza kujicontradict. So, I will tell you, get your story straight. Tell me.
But from there you can tell, sindio?
Yes, but from there I can tell my client is... ananipeleka hivi.
Like you can tell whether...
Nilikuwa nakupea hiyo scenario ya uyo nini, uyo client mwenye alisema, I will show you where the body is, but I did not do it. How do you know where the body is if you did not do it? That alludes to your guilt. But what am I? I'm not your judge. I am not a judge, but I'm not supposed to. My duty is also to the court. My first duty is to the court and justice. I'm not supposed to mislead this court. So it was up to now me get a. I will tell you as my client, things don't look so good for you on this issue.
But
right?
I still need you to defend you.
But I still need to defend you. So I will tell you, you are getting us a body, sour. Since clearly these people are going to charge you for murder, let me get them down to manslaughter. Murder is crazy. Like, let me get them down to this, so I will get you a best outcome. Unaona?
Mm-hmm.
So I will agree with nita discuss na prosecution. Niambia prosecution. Client wangu amesema na tutafutia mwili. So what are you willing to offer? So the prosecution is not supposed to ask me. Ati alitoa hiyo mwili wapi basi? Mimi niwaambie client wangu atawaambia mwili mahali iko if you reduce the sentencing to 50 years from 80 years. You see?
But criminal.
It is obvious this person is guilty, but you don't outright say it he's guilty.
But you
are cautioning yourself. You're protecting yourself, because if I know he's guilty and this person expressly tells me he's guilty and I don't do anything, what will happen to me as an advocate? Nita pelekwa mbele LSK for misconduct.
I know that. Okay, naelewa, by then naelewa kenye unasema. Si ati sielewi. I understand. But there's one thing natajaribu kuelewa. Okay. From the story amekwambia ukajijazia tu ukajua tu. But baada nataka kumdefend.
Siwezi mtana we.
Ukaenda kwa court, si ndio? Mhm. Unamdefend na back in your mind, you know,
najua
that these guys are criminal.
Yes.
So you are bending the truth, si ndio?
I'm not bending the truth. Wait, in my mind I know he's a criminal. Now
si ushajua,
ulishajua. The problem comes.
But
baada
unaendelea
kumdefend. I want you to get me an innocent judgment. I want you to get the court to determine I'm innocent.
But obvious anataka.
Hapana, si unajua sasa.
No, akuambi but amekuja kwako umdefend. Anataka
let me get it. Let me make it clear to you. Amekuja kwangu akitaka kuwa innocent. What am I supposed to do? Advise my client. My duty is to advise my client. So my client ameniambia nilikuwa na wife wangu roundi. The next time anaambia nilikuwa na mtoi wangu. Mimi nitamkalisha nimwambie, sikiza, your story does not add up. I want the actual story. Nimuulize, can you give me the truth as it is? Where were you on the night of so and so and so? So, huyu client akiniambia hivyo.
Ukweli.
Akiniambia ukweli, I was with my son when the crime was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell him, well, the evidence shows otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nitawaambia the evidence, there's a tape of you so somewhere here, maybe something of the sort. So really, what you're telling me is still not true. And what can I do for you at this point? I cannot go to court and tell them he's
don't
innocent. You see, I cannot go to court. I will tell my client, sitaenda koti niseme you are innocent. Yet, evidence inanionyesha hivi.
Against you.
Inanionyesha against you. My duty is to get you the best outcome, whether you're guilty or not. That is my duty. Okay. However, I am under... Unajua uki admitio hiyo siku mtaniona nitasimama hivi na Biblia na niseme I swear to uphold the law, right?
You know kuna kitu una but at the end of the day
uo
criminal bara naitaji mtata msimamia, si ndio? But kumaanisha at the end of the day pia lawyer there's a way mtabendu
tu. But client akiwa hayuko satisfied na venye mimi namwambia ako na option ya kuchukua faili yake anilipe pesa yangu. By the way, you're supposed to pay an advocate whether he completes the nini for you or not.
The trial
ama a transaction for you, because it will be deemed you're the one who wants another advocate, so you are in breach of your contract, you're supposed to pay. You will, client, nitamwambia, if you're not satisfied with my representation and my advice, please get your file, pay my legal fees, find another lawyer. But fact is, Mose, reality ni kwamba si wakili wengi watatana away file. kuna wenye wataenda because they don't care, they are more motivated by money, they will go forward and still represent this Movie person gone? But you cannot tell me Ombeta is motivated by money ati because now he's representing the police. I'm not saying si wewe naambia, you cannot tell me ati Ombeta now atasema ati the law says this police also deserve representation. Exactly. So you cannot stand and tell me ati if it is not Ombeta, another advocate would have done it. Any other advocate, but, and all advocates are members of the LSK. So don't argue from a personal. And ask me, I will never argue something from the.
Ni sawa, at last mwata represent you atukatai. But mimi sasa from my own point nitoona, mtu ndo alikuwa against, siangalika lawyer.
You see now the thing is they know you are not looking at it from the point. Wait, wait, nimalize hiyo ya Ombeta. Wacha nimalize hiyo ya Ombeta. The point is you are an ordinary person, that is your view. No one gives a fuck about your view.
Yeah, it's my view.
No one gives a fuck about it. That's it. And if you have a view yenye inakusumbua akili sana, move to court.
Exactly.
That is what your pro. Everyone deserves to be heard by the court. And hata petition elections ikienda vibaya, umeambiwa hata kama unasema huyu mtu ako ati huyu mtu aliiba, kimbia koti, usishinde ukicomplain Ruto ni mbaya. Hata kama wewe ni mwana Wanjiko, uko na haki ya kuenda kotini na useme so and so. So hata kama hii ya Ombeta inakusumbua, unafaa kukimbia koti. It is your view, your view cannot, your view, we do not care. Ombeta does not give a fuck about your view because Ombeta will make millions at the end of it all. And I'm telling you, I'm not doing it for free also. Kweni si kazi, hii kazi, I am the one who will spend sleepless nights looking at the law, trying to go about the law, trying to research these facts. I will spend money trying to work for my client. I will file in court. So why should I do it for free?
But anyway,
let me charge the 50 million. Question moja
lakini.
But religion, wacha nikwambie kitu kingine. Tunaambia kwa kitu kingine hapo.
Religion hapo haino hapo.
Religion. Religion will affect your ethics.
Of course.
They will affect. So, as much as I'm talking from a perspective of what I would do myself, it's
talking,
motivated.
You're talking as a lawyer, I understand.
I'm not talking as a lawyer. With all generally, your like I'm telling you, you have to understand that as much as you claim at religion is supposed to motivate what you to do something, ati uniambia you are a Christian, Jackie. That is the Bible says this.
You're not supposed to kill.
I agree. The Bible says that. I'm not supposed to kill.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, we have the penal code, section 210, which provides for the same provision, which says any person who takes the life of another person is guilty of a murder where there's malice aforethought. That is guilty of murder. If section 215 says where there's no malice aforethought, that person is guilty of manslaughter. So the Bible provides for that. So does the law. So really, I cannot base my arguments on Christianity. Because as much as Christianity has these things, as much as Christianity now provide for these things, even the law provides for the very same things. The law says, it says theft, robbery is only crime. So does the Bible. Bado kuna provision ya kusema people can get divorced because of the grounds for divorce include adultery. The Bible provides for adultery. So it is a big factor, I agree. Christianity and my religion is a big factor. But I cannot run to it and say, my opinion is this because I'm a Christian. I have to say, I'm running to this provision in the law because I'm a lawyer. However, when I'm talking to my Christians, because this is something of spirituality, I will base my argument on Christianity. Right, Moses? My argument will be based on Christianity. But why did I go to law school to learn the law? So I cannot be excused. I am held higher than somebody who's not done law. The standard set for me is way higher than for you because I have done law for years. I know what the law says. So I cannot reason the same way you or you are reasoning. My backing has to be based on the law. But I cannot at the same time forget.
You only say it's always about facts.
We work on facts.
Mm-hmm.
We work on facts and the law.
But do you agree on one thing?
You can only move to the court based on facts and the law.
But do you agree on one thing?
Yes.
Do lawyers bend the truth?
Yes, they do.
Sindio?
Yes, they do. I'm not going to lie about that and ni ati I'm burying my head in the sand like an ostrich. The fact is that they do. All professions do. However, the expectation is that they should not.
But they do it.
But they do.
But lawyers...
But it comes down to the... It also comes down to the person you are. Unezenda... Mimi leo neza... Unona venye niko? Neza admitiwa niende nipate kazi kwa lofa mkubwa. Mdosi wangu aniambia Jackie sikiza. Kuna client, tunataka umfanyie hivi na hivi na hivi. Na usirecord hiyo, usifanye hiyo kitu. Usifanye kitu fulani na nitakupea 100k.
Can you do that?
You see, you will be faced with such situations. Uh-huh. It's up to me to decide, who do I want to be as a lawyer? Do I bend to this level, which is wrong?
Kwanza, unajoke nyume niambia.
What is motivating me?
Is what I was trying to tell you earlier.
What is motivating me? Please, my upbringing motivates me. However, I have to be open that there are advocates who will also say, ai, kwani? Siwacha nichukue ya 100k, it is to my benefit. Unajua kuna mwenye atasema, kwani? But kuna mwenye akona option ya kusema, sitafanya hii kitu. You always have a choice.
But ubaya unajua, the sad thing about waliasa hii, utasema, utafanya hii kitu.
But kuna mwingine atafanya.
Atafanya. So adele utapata wendio, utapata wendo na umia.
Well, utapata mwingine itakuwa... Ati, ata nis- the same thing hiyo ya Ombeta na kuambia. Koti ilisema, if it was not Ombeta, any other lawyer, another lawyer would have done it. So really, I'm telling you, the burden on me is way higher than on an ordinary person. When I give, ndiyo maana mnasemanga, I'm argumentative. But you see, I've gone through this system. Nimepitisha na nimefunzwa hivi na hivi na hivi. So, unajua ni the same way saizi Nate tunamold. Tunamuambia Nate.
Mbaya.
This is bad. Mm. This is good.
The conscious parent.
That is how, this is where we are. Hiyo ndiyo reality ya maisha squeeze.
But you story and any like...
What scenario were you giving me?
Deno, like when you lawyer, nimekuja kwako, nimekuambia ni aje.
So leo umeielewa.
Okay, nimekuja kwako nimekuambia mazi niaze. Nimeua. Okay. Yeah. Ame confess nimeua, nataka kunindi uni defend.
Mhm. Inakusumbuaga akili? But you see,
you will go ahead and defend me, sindio?
I will tell you, sawa, I will defend you. However, you've told me you killed this person. I cannot keep this to myself.
Nilikuwa nakuuliza. Are you allowed to say?
You are allowed to tell the court because it is a crime for me to go confess, and stand in front. Of court and tell court the ndio maana taangalia Harvey Mose ulikuwa unaona suits. Yeah. Harvey alikuwa hataki client akimwambia he did it or not. That is it. Na Harvey hata angekuchapo kimwambia uliifanya. Ndio maana Harvey walikuwa wangekuwa kwa shida wote for knowing Mike Ross was not a lawyer. Mike akasema they didn't. Right? So there are usually so many factors that influence these things. But unaona mimi sifa ni lazima nijiprotect. But sasa reality ni kwamba kuna wakili mwenye amelelewa maisha tofauti na mimi, mwenye values zake ni tofauti na mimi. Yeye ameenda hapo atasema unanilipa 20 million. Na hii ni kesi inakuanga kawaida ya 50,000. Nitasema hiyo nitaambia court you didn't do it. Kwani nani atawai jua? No one will ever know. You see, and then if you even go to court and tell me, you say the lawyer knew that this person was guilty, the burden is on you to prove that this lawyer was guilty. Ndiyo maana hata saizi kukona hii issue ya lawyers kukata prices zao. Tumeambiwa mnafaa kucharge pesa fulani. Kuna lawyers wanapunguza hiyo pesa, ndiyo wapate clients. But it is a professional misconduct. You are needed 2 months. 2 years imprisonment. The sentencing is that and a fine. So really, ndio nakwambia Mose, it's a very thin law. Line. I love law.
I know you love law.
I love law and I know I'm a pretty damn good lawyer.
That's the problem.
That is
you will be
that
a good
is
lawyer.
Not a problem. That is my strength.
But I hope you'll continue with the same sense, please. See what you... Usifike, don't get to the system. Wacha nikwambie.
Kwani Mose, unadhani nitakuwa nakuja nyumbani na kuambia aki Mose?
Of course you can't tell me.
Aki Mose. Leo
no. No, unajua nini? I'm just praying utaendelea hivi because every time by the ukitoka shule unaniambia what you've gone through during the day unaniambia mzee leo, eh mzee leo ilikuwa hivi. So I'm hoping ukifika
it is possible.
Your time. Ukifika
Mose, it is very possible. It just depends on a person generally. That's what I have come.
Utoke job niambie mzee leo nimedanganya.
Sasa
nimedefend mtu.
It is up to me. Me by then wacha nikwambie si changi with all its dramas. I commend them. Because I can't say I remember we you Kendi hata nikicomplain Kendi. Kuna time like walikuwa anakuambia hatu.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.